Good morning, everybody. It's the 14th of September 2020. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, and thank you for joining us, whether you're listening live or on the archive. So we appreciate you being here. We archive every show over at our website, same place. We put up a new schedule every Saturday over at education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org, and go over there, see what we're doing, and check last week's shows. You can see all the shows we've done over there. We have a past shows icon, et cetera, et cetera. I'm proud to announce that our back-to-school issue of our magazine, Equity and Access, is up on site over at our Consortium for Equity website, which is ACE-ED.org, the American Consortium for Equity in Education, ACE-ED.org. Everything we do over there, and some great information over there, including the brand new back to school issue of our online journal. If you go over there, you just flip right through it. You'll be amazed at how terrific this issue is. It is absolutely great. A lot of great advertisers, great editorial. It's all free to educators, and we want your voice involved in equity. So please join with us over at ace-ed.org and join the magazine. Once you join, we will send the magazine direct to your email if you want us to do just that, okay, when it comes out every other month. So the new issue's up there right now, the American Consortium for Equity in Education at ace-ed.org. Hey, if you want to follow what we're doing over here at Education Talk Radio, it's on Twitter, it's EduTalk Radio. On Facebook, it's both Education Talk Radio and Larry Jacobs. And on LinkedIn, it's Larry Jacobs. You can friend us, follow us, link with us, whatever you want to do. Today's show is fun. We're going to go to really literally the middle of the country, Peoria, Illinois. We're going to find out how Peoria public schools are doing during the reopening, et cetera, and see how my friends at Discovery helped me set up the show. So we'll see how Discovery helped them, et cetera, because Discovery is very good at digital education. All right, and that's what's going on right now, I think, with all the remote education, et cetera. So let's find out what's going on. Our guests are Lisa Gifford, who's the Literacy and Social Studies, my old bailiwick there, Social Studies Coordinator in Peoria Public Schools. Good morning, Lisa. It's Larry here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, almighty Lisa from the middle of the country. I appreciate it.
I don't know that I'm almighty.
You are almighty. You're almighty for the next 35 minutes. I can guarantee you that. Okay? Pleasure to have you here,
that's
Lisa.
That's exciting. Thank you.
You are. Consider yourself almighty. Emily, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Good. You had a good weekend and the Bears won. So how bad could life be in Illinois?
I know, and apparently the Cubs hit a no-hitter too. So
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Wow, big day in Chicago.
Those two.
That's an odd confluence right there. That's good news. I got to tell you, I used to live in Chicago for many years. Okay. Lisa, welcome. As I say, I'm an old social studies teacher. Emphasis on both old and social studies. Okay? It's really a pleasure to have you here today, and we're going to talk about how Peoria is set up for a school year and all that and what you're doing with Discovery, but I want to find out a little bit about the district so people understand it. And I don't know, there used to be a line in advertising, and the line in advertising was, if it plays in Peoria, you know it's good, because Peoria represented true, literally middle America. If it did, something did well in Peoria, you could make the assumption it'll do well through the whole country. Okay, so congratulations on being in the exact perfect replication of all of America. What's going on in Peoria? Tell us about the school district, please.
Sure. So Peoria, Illinois is located directly in the center of the state of Illinois.
Yep.
And it is a large urban district with
yep.
a very diverse population. And so we service a little over 13,000 students,
wow.
Ranging from every type of demographic that you could possibly imagine. And we really thrive on making sure that we can continue to service and give to all of those communities, with equity being our driving force.
Oh, that's great. On that note, and I'm sure you heard me at the beginning, please go over to our website, our other website, ace-ed.org. You can tell your colleagues as well. We are the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We have a wonderful magazine. We want your voice heard. So thank you for doing that. We really appreciate it when school districts can stand up and be counted for equity. Okay. And on that note, I know it's a big city. Okay. It's a good sized city. What's the diversity numbers? Okay. What's the demographics?
Our demographics are 57.7% African American Black.
Wow.
We have 20% white, 11.3% Hispanic, and then arranging numbers of, 9.1 and below with mixed races, Island Pacific,
yeah,
American Indian, Asian. And that's just the demographics within our school. So.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because, as I said earlier, it's so much a reflection of how the nation has changed. Okay, Peoria used to be, and it has still is, probably representative of the country, and it's just amazing when you say that. Okay, and I'm thrilled for the diversity that's there, and it's probably a terrific school district. How long have you been there, Lise?
This is my 10th year.
Wow! Wow! Congratulations, that's just great. And before we get into all this, as the literacy and social studies coordinator, and I love that title because to me social studies is extremely important. What's that title entail? That's really a great title, the literacy part plus the social studies. I love it.
Sure. So I serve all of our students grades K-12 to ensure that there's equitable platforms, but also equitable materials provided to them for anything that concerns their literacy development, as well as their social studies, history, and then the humanities that tie into that.
Yeah.
So I have the great responsibility of being able to work with all of our teachers hand in hand in order to help lift their teaching practice and service the curriculum at the same time, so that everything is constantly centered around what is best for our students.
Wow, that is wonderful. I love talking, so I could talk social studies for hours. Okay, this is an election year, and again, before we get into details on returning to school, are you guys going to be talking a lot about the election and all that sort of thing in social studies? Sometimes it's tough these days.
We will be. We're trying to make sure that we give those experiences to our students starting at a young age. So we want them all
cool.
to know, what their civic responsibilities are,
right.
And how their voice matters.
Yeah.
Not just once they turn 18, but even before that, because if we don't instill that in them from an early age, it's lost. Right. And we've felt those pains across our country at different times throughout our history.
Have we ever?
So we're really focusing on, civic understanding, self-identity, responsibility to the community, those types of topics with our younger students first.
I got a big smile on my face. I wish you could see me. Okay, that's just wonderful. And I hope you use the election for a great and continuing great lessons in civics, et cetera, just civic responsibility and all that. Okay, we know about the school district, et cetera. Now, I assume schools are back right now. And Emily, I haven't forgotten you. I'm going to get to you in a minute, but I want to focus on Lisa here. Okay, all right. Lisa. Okay, how are schools doing? Have you returned to school? Is it remote? Is it 100% back to school in person? What's going on in Peoria? How's it playing in Peoria these days?
Okay, sure. So we are back to school, but we are all in a remote setting.
Wow.
Our initial plan was to be hybrid and also allow a virtual option for families who just maybe didn't feel comfortable or had
sure.
some other underlying health issues, right, which would keep them at home, but we wanted to respect the fact that the learning process needed to happen. As our COVID numbers began to increase and the look at health and safety first, which was really
yep.
the pulse to our driving
yep.
plan, we pivoted rather quickly about a week and a half before the school year was supposed to start. and our superintendent, Dr. Karat, made a very noble and wise choice to delay the start of our school time in order to give our teachers a little bit more time to adjust to being completely virtual. So
sure.
We actually offer three different virtual settings right now for our students. We have an online learning academy that happens all the time and was established in 2018, really more for our students who just don't quite fit the traditional school setting, and that's still happening now. We have a virtual setting that's driven through some other platforms to help our students learn with one-to-one teacher accountability happening. And then we have our distance learners. And those distance learners were the students who, prior to the change and the pivot, were going to return to school on a hybrid A-B kind of rotating schedule for on-site, off-site learning. And they're with their, who would be their classroom teacher right now. And those teachers deliver lessons over Microsoft Teams, because we're a Microsoft district, not a Google district. And they provide the interaction for whole group or small group learning throughout the school day in that format. But everyone is online in some fashion.
Everybody's online, everybody's distance, and I admire your superintendent, by the way. And I say this to everybody. Everybody's, on the way we're returning to school, everybody's 100% wrong and 100% right. Okay, we don't know yet what works, okay, but we take in safety first, okay? And the way you described your district, this is a concern of mine. African American and Latino people, okay, seem to be in a bit more danger from the pandemic. So I'm very glad that in a district where those groups are predominant, okay, that you're putting safety first, okay? That's just so key, and then it winds up protecting everybody. So I think the way you're doing it is just great. We're just going to let it play out. And let me ask you this, at least you can answer from your own point of view. How are the teachers doing with this? Are they okay? How's their mental state, et cetera? Their socioeconomic needs.
Our teachers are resoundingly resilient, and so they're doing everything they can plus in order to make sure that the learning environment, while it's not what any of us really want, right, we can all agree that in-person learning is the best option.
We can agree.
But given the situation that they're in, they are handling it tremendously well, and they are not giving up. So every day it gets a little bit better. Every day, you know, kids are enjoying it more, teachers are. And there are a lot of struggles that go into it, but none of them are a barrier that are preventing our teachers from doing what's best for our students.
And the teachers are rising to the occasion, as they're doing across the country. And you will see this with your students, too. Don't sell them short. They're all going to learn, okay? And they're going to have a good time doing it, okay? We can, of course, we like in school better, but everybody's going to rise to the occasion, and you'll see, okay? And that great attitude of educators and your administration is going to carry down to the parents and to the kids. It's just great. Now I want to get into this part. The whole thing, now that it's distance learning, now we really understand the great need for digital resources. All right, this is key stuff, and I'm going to focus a little bit on social studies here. I'm making an assumption. I know that Discovery has a social studies tech book, okay, which is one of their proud products over there. And since you're a social studies coordinator, Lisa, let me just focus on that because it's my little love of education, okay, social studies. What about your digital resources? And also for literacy, too. How are your selection of literacy resources playing a part? And, Emily, I will get back to you. I promise. Stay tuned.
Well, that was actually one of the areas that when we were all forced to drastically go to remote in the spring, we as a curriculum team started to really realize that we didn't necessarily have the right pieces in place for our digital materials. And we sought out the partnership with Discovery Education in order to help fill in some of those missing gaps. And through that and listening to what teachers were saying they needed to have at their fingertips, ready to do a one-click or a screen share, to get their students engaged with the learning process is how we designed the rollout of the digital features that we're using this school year. So we kept our primary curriculum pieces as the foundation to determine what digital elements we needed to have in order to provide the best repertoire of support. And then in that, we chose Discovery Education as one of our major partners because of the ease to the use of the platform, but also the fact that our parents could interface with this and not feel as though they weren't a part of the learning experience with their students or weren't able to help them and support them along the way.
That's great. And were you using Discovery, their digital resources prior to the March 13th? In
we
some
were
fashion?
Not.
You were? Wow, that's incredible. I'm going to swing over to Emily. Emily? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is huge. Yeah, this is huge. Okay, because I'll tell you, I do a lot of work with your wonderful company. You certainly know that. Okay, and I deal with a lot of districts. And a lot of the districts were using the Discovery products, okay, prior. Okay, and it was a seamless transition to do more, so to speak. And I know how hard you guys work. But now suddenly it's March 13th, March 16th, whatever those dates were, for Peoria. They see the need. You're a great company. Emily, what was your role in all this? Let's hear from Discovery.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, you know, Peoria has been a wonderful partner. I think we've sort of been quite humbled, and it's also caused us as an organization to reflect a little bit. And so you know Discovery Education well in the sense that we were never built in preparation for a pandemic.
But when we were
a world and as a globe thrown into this, it really came to light that when there is a platform and resources set up for anytime, anywhere, standards aligned, engaging learning, it really can fit in any situation, specifically in this unprecedented time. So when, you know, a lot of districts called on us, specifically Lisa in Peoria, it really started around the question of what is your greatest need? Because what we really heard was back in the spring, you know, a lot of March was just getting ready to feed our children. April was a lot about getting technology in the hands of students.
Yeah.
But Peoria was phenomenal in the way that they responded quickly and analyzed their needs very quickly. Realized, again, in a lot of conversations with Lisa and leadership, that the digital tools that were needed, they weren't going to wait. They wanted to get the engaging, standards-aligned digital tools in the hands of their students and teachers as quickly as possible. And so back in the spring, we set up, you know, an opportunity for the teachers and students to explore the resources and use them immediately.
Wow.
And then provided that ongoing support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, but I want to take this a little further because this is big. Peoria, as I mentioned earlier and as Lisa so well described, is not a tiny rural district. It's a city. It's a big city, okay, mm-hmm. with a lot of kids, okay, and a lot of needs, a lot of challenges, a lot of great stuff happening, okay? But you guys came in. I want you to really get into this a little detail. With the pandemic, it hit. All right. Now suddenly you have to get everything online for Peoria. Let me say it this way. Okay. And then train everybody to use it. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just, oh, here, plug it in and you're on your own. You know, here's a jet plane. Here's the key. Go fly off to Europe. No, you can't fly on a plane that quick. Okay. And I love this. What'd you do? Just get into a little bit more of the detail of that. I'm really impressed with that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking that, and I think that really speaks quite a bit to Lisa and team's leadership as well. Is you're right, a resource alone is not going to shift that experience and also is not just going to transition overnight. So what we did from the day we first connected was not only quickly set up an integration to allow teachers and students to have easy access through their existing learning management system, but we also set up weekly webinars of support with the teachers. So every week, teachers were able to log on with one of our experts and get 30 minutes of quick support, everything from how to navigate to, well, what does this resource look like when I'm working with my English language learners? what does this resource look like? How can I maximize this when I need to, you know, support the social emotional needs of my students? And then even during this time, as if the health pandemic wasn't enough for us to all wrestle with, then all of a sudden we have this rise of social injustice. And so now we're talking about how do we have these critical conversations with our students. And so having sessions around that. So those weekly supports were key to building that capacity and that confidence in the teachers to be able to utilize this resource across K-12 and utilize that resource with the students. And then thanks to Lisa and her vision for seeing how important that capacity building is for teachers, that professional development is continuing this year at each grade ensure the ongoing support of educators.
I am sure. Lisa, I got to congratulate you on this one because that's a big deal. I got to tell you, and I talked to a lot of districts here, okay, and to make a huge transition like that in times like those, especially, you know, back in March when all this stuff hit us, we fell off the cliff together, and to climb right back up, I got to tell you, was it difficult, Lisa? How'd it work? It's brutal. Go for it.
I mean,
tell
me.
I'm very proud of this. Okay, I love this. Go ahead.
Thank you. I didn't look at it as a difficulty. I looked at it as a necessity and as something that it didn't matter what was going on around us. The only thing that mattered was ensuring that our students, our families, our teachers had what they needed. So, I guess when you approach challenges with that mindset, nothing seems impossible. And so because I reached out to Discovery Ed and I started, you know, the conversation with Emily and her team, it just kind of all fell in place quickly. And because Discovery Ed really supported the mission that Peoria Public Schools is on and the platform that all of our students will have access to the same content, and we will ensure that, I just needed them to help support the content that was provided. It was a seamless partnership from the beginning. And my teachers are phenomenal because the minute I said, you know, this is open and available to us, they all jumped at it and said, give me more, show me how, talk to me about this, when can we start, you know, forever. And so keeping that open communication and being really transparent about, you know, this is the time frame we're working with for full connection. This is the schedule for professional development. Here's the answers to your questions. And just keeping that going has ensured that my teachers are as prepared as I am. And if I don't know the answer, then I can't ask them to have the answer for their students or families. And then I go and seek and find.
Wow, excellent answer. You said two of the magic words, communication and transparency. And I found this right across the board. You really put it together nicely. If you have those two things, okay, you're going to have a pretty fluid operation there, okay? The communication lines are just so darn important. When all this happened, and you described your district, okay, I think you said almost 60% African American, et cetera, okay? As you went through the community, again, Peoria, it's a big city, all right? I'm sure this happened because it happened everywhere else. You had kids that did not have access to what you were trying to do. How did Peoria handle that side of the situation? And that's a very difficult side, and every district went through this, believe me. How about the accessibility side?
Please. So in the spring, that was one of our biggest concerns. Not all of our students, not all of our teachers have devices at home. And so
teachers do.
Our technology department and our leadership teams across the district started deployment of the devices that we currently have in our school building. And so we dropped devices off on doorsteps.
Wow.
We drove across the city making sure that students had the device, they could plug it in, they knew how to turn it on, and then we partnered with different companies in order to ensure that hotspots and Wi-Fi was expanded.
Mm-hmm. That,
and then
that,
where...
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. No, you go.
Just where we saw more need for growth between devices as well as those hotspot areas, is how Dr. Karat and the upper administrators chose to use our CARES money that was given to us by the state. And so we really use those efforts for exactly the intention of them, to ensure that the device is in the hand of the students. And then the next phase was, we need to make sure that students have access to internet, because they can't be going to an area that has free Wi-Fi if they're supposed to be at home in order to keep them safe.
Exactly. Exactly. The free library is not open. The McDonald's, you have to eat curbside. It's not going to work. You have to be sure they can work at home. I agree with you.
Correct. And we didn't want to see our students sitting on a curb outside of any of those places trying to access, you know, their grade level materials. And so that's truly a community partnership piece. You know, they say that it takes a village to raise a child, and our village is strong. Our village is very strong.
I love that. You just learned how strong your village is, okay? And that village is a pretty good-sized city, I got to tell you. What are you hearing from parents and students as well about how it's working? Please.
You know, I think overall it's working very well. What we've started to realize is that the digital literacy that each individual person brings to the use of the platform is where our struggles are. So how can we best support our parents and our students with engaging with these interfaces? And how do we teach them to maneuver and operate? Because we can't assume that they know how to do it. It is intuitive to a certain degree, but if we've never explored that, or you've never had the experience of using it, it takes time to get to know. And so what we've tried to do with our teachers is to really help them understand that we have to slow down in order to go forward at another time. And that pacing of how do we roll out the information to our students and our parents, and then how do we continue to circle back around to ensure that the digital literacy is really built appropriately. And Discovery Education's tools help you with that. So there's a progression to how you can use them to make that transition a little bit more manageable.
I'm going to ask Emily this. Emily, because you kind of oversee this, all right? What's been the biggest challenge from Discovery's point of view that you've seen from the community that you go, oh, we got to fix that?
That's a really great question. I mean, I think one of the things that has always been a pride point for Discovery is our openness and our feedback loop.
Yes, exactly.
I think one of the things that we really had to answer to was the speed. You know, in previous years, right, a lot of times districts would make the decision to partner with us in the spring, and then we'd use the summer to launch to be ready for back to school, right? When districts like Peoria call and say, we want to get this up and running tomorrow. When the state of Nevada or LA Unified or New York call and say, we want to get this up and running. So one of the challenges that we met was our turnaround time for getting districts up and running. And so we were really proud to be able to turn that around to about 72 hours. And so when districts call, we don't want them to wait. We don't want teachers and students and even parents to have to wait. So that was a challenge that we faced and rose to the occasion of.
Wow, you really did. What are they using, by the way? I mentioned it before because it's my favorite thing. Are they using, like, the social studies tech book? What are they using? And are they using doing it K-12? That's another question. Is it K-12? Pre-K-12, maybe.
Yeah. So, Lisa, I don't know if you want to take this, but right now, or add to it, but the Peoria is using Discovery Education Experience, which is the K-12 learning platform that covers all content areas and all grade levels. So it really speaks to that all learners, all teachers, all content areas. And then also supporting with our Continuity of Learning Partner Program that supports with ongoing, on-demand, and live professional development so that teachers have that confidence and that capacity as they continue to embark on these times.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. What are you hearing? This is a good question. What are you hearing from the teachers? Okay, and I know you're doing a good job with that. That's not my question. My question is, what's the thing that constantly keeps popping up from the educators? Is there anything that just sticks out?
Sometimes I get questions from them just asking how to find certain pieces of content.
Mm-hmm.
And so then if I don't know, I reach out directly to the professional development team at Discovery Ed, and I get a response within minutes of asking a question. And they've taken the opportunities, you know, to share screen with me and show me how to navigate so that I can then in turn pair it and do the same thing with our teachers. But I haven't heard any complaints about the use of Discovery Ed. I've just heard praise.
I didn't mean complaints. I hope I didn't come across like that. That wasn't my question. My question was, what's the thing? I didn't mean complaints. I meant a thing that they're constantly asking about. And you just answered, it's finding content. Okay, there's a lot of content on there. Okay, a lot of content. You got to find what you need and all that sort of stuff. This is really pretty cool. What's been the unforeseen thing, Lisa? The thing that you didn't think was going to happen that happened. Anything?
No. I haven't had an unforeseen challenge with Discovery Ed.
That's fantastic. And how about just with the transition, et cetera, was there anything that popped that, oh, my gosh, we didn't even think of that? Was there anything that popped?
No, not at this time. I mean, the only thing about it that's been unforeseen is the pacing, and that's on our end, right, for our personal anxieties, for how quickly we want things to be done. But once we realized that we were working with a partner that wasn't going to let us down, that was going to follow through and deliver timely, we adjusted and communicated to our folks on our end, and it's been smooth.
Yeah, and by the way, they do know what they're doing because they work with a lot of school districts. And the challenges you have may be new, but by the same token, they face these challenges before Discovery has in other districts. You made a good choice. I got to tell you, they're good folks. And I wish you the best of luck. So right now, school's in session. Am I correct? Is school in session
correct
now? Or is it? Yeah. And how long has it been in session? Just about a week?
No. Our students started August 24th.
Oh. Okay. So you're about two or three weeks in now.
We are. And like I said, you know, every day it gets better and better.
It will.
Yep.
Right now, this is a new normal. Yeah, and you got to look at it as an opportunity. You're all going to learn from this, okay? And in the end, it's going to make us all stronger. I got to tell you, Lisa, have a great year. You're going to have fun this year. Just keep doing it, man. You're doing great, Lisa. So I congratulate you and all your colleagues over there in Peoria. It's great. It is playing in Peoria. And Emily, good job. I got to say that again. That's quite a task you undertook.
Thank you. Well, you know what? We, as I said before, we're humbled to be in a position to help teachers and students across this time that nobody could have imagined. And it really helps also when we get to work with districts that are, as you said, as transparent, as communicative, as needs focused as Peoria has been. So it's been a joy to work with them. And as you said also, you know, each day it gets better. And so we're all learning together. And the phrase that's been coined this year, we're better together, it's never rang so true.
Yeah, and you'll see it's going to be a good year when all said and done. Nuts as it is, it's going to be a good year. We're all going to learn something from it. We won't get fooled again. We know how to handle it better from the beginning next time. Okay, thank you both. You're wonderful, and stay safe and healthy, and have a great school year, Lisa and Emily. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wow, great people. Boy, were they faced with a challenge, or did everybody come up shining like roses? That is just great. Okay, it's Peoria Public Schools. Congratulations to them and Emily Keith from Discovery Education. I think you can find it, Discovery Education, okay, on the web. They're good stuff. And they really do know what they're doing. And as I said, it's important because they work with so many districts. They're not going to find too many challenges that they haven't faced before and know how to handle it. And the way they were able to do this so quickly was really very impressive. So I thank you all. Good luck to the kids there. Please go over to ace-ed.org, join our consortium, free to educators, read our magazine over there, Equity and Access. You're going to love it. All right. Be with us. Stand for equity. Lisa said it herself. That's what they're their big thing was, and that's what they did, and they made sure every kid's learning. So please, we believe in it. It's more than a buzzword. We got to make it more than a buzzword. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.